Blog Talk Radio.
A short intro there. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, March 25th, 2016. Been having some technical issues with my internet service provider. They upgraded me to get this 200 meg connection, and it's running like DSL, but it's fast enough for me to be on here. Got a little gimmick in me, if you can tell. But welcome to this edition of Smirnoff Live. I'm your host, Rob Smirnoff Puzzle. And as always, my new co-host, on late notice, is always in a pleasure, as always, Mr. Eric Brown.
Thank you very much. I am happy to be here.
So in this edition, we're going to just... I just put like a bullshit, you know, synopsis of what the show is going to be about and blah, blah, blah. But let's talk about what you want to talk about, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I am possibly going to see the new Superman vs. Batman movie sometime tonight, maybe.
Oh, you mean Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is Saturday, though, so.
Yeah.
I already saw it the fall last night, and I tear two in it.
I heard a lot of comic book nerds are mad about it, but.
Well, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I say it's a 7.5 out of 10. I thought it was a solid effort. Ben Affleck, did he do a good job as Batman? Yeah, for what it was. People were complaining that Superman wasn't uplifting and positive. But given the situation that he was placed in, it was a lot of confusion, man, with Bruce Wayne sending all those checks to Clark Kent or Lex Luthor or whoever it was, and they kept sending back, and or whoever it was he was trying to send it to, and it was a couple of badass scenes. The fight scene could have been a lot better, but, you know, you're talking about a Kryptonian with super human powers versus a man and a bunch of metal. I mean, that was a badass suit that he was wearing, though. And I didn't realize Ben Affleck was that fucking ripped, man.
Oh, he's in shape.
Oh, so is Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill's not really, like, he's ripped, but he ain't swole. Ben Affleck is swole.
Yeah.
So, I think they did a solid effort. They gave the movie justice. But I'm not going to spoil it for you. Or unless
since I read the comic book, I kind of know what happens when Superman meets Doomsday for the first time, so, you know. He always comes back, so it's all good.
You know, I have my reservations about Gal Gadot being the new Wonder Woman, because, I mean, how can you live up to the expectations of Wonder Woman and try to, you know, fall in the footsteps of Linda Carter? And I have to say her performance was excellent. She is a excellent Wonder Woman. She's throughout
I heard
the
some
movie.
News. It's kind of, yeah. I heard some sad news. It don't look like they hadn't put Supergirl up for renewal yet.
Oh, they will though. It's still early or whatever. And I have Lynn with me. You okay? You going to the bathroom? Okay. Lynn's over here. Her job is not too far from here, so she's spending the night with me. I'm taking care of her.
Tell Lynn I said hello.
Air says hello. Hola. She says hola. I'm trying to take care of her, but you need some soup or something? I got some mashed potatoes in there. You sure you're going to be okay? Are you going to do a number two or one? Oh, number one, all right. For the sake, don't be fucking up my bathroom. taking a number thou shall not take a dump at black man's house that I sell. Shit, fuck that. If I'm at your crib, I gotta take a shit, I'm gonna tell you up front. Where the freshener? I'll stink up a joint. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I got a shit goddamn. Since I moved here. My bowel movements are, I'll just say this and we'll get off the subject. my bowel movements are kind of weird, man, because, you know, I had gastric bypass surgery 8 years ago. And then a year and a half later, I had my gallstones and gallbladder taken out. So my shit can go days without taking a shit, bro. It's hard. It's just weird. I need to be eating better, and I'm finna start doing that and start taking fiber again, so I can get that shit regular. So it's a motherfucker, man. But let's get off of shit and talk about some old shit.
Yeah. Okay,
back
I got
to
a
Superman.
Question for you. You think Marvel's going to beat Superman versus Batman? These new Marvel movies are coming out?
The Captain America movie that they did the previews for, I think it will. I think it will beat it in the box office. I like Superman, Batman versus Superman. I thought it was a good setup for the Justice League movie that they're talking about coming out with. And, you know, Superman will resurrect
they're probably gonna follow the comic book a lot with this, you know. It'd be cool if you see John Henry Irons in it.
They may get another Batman only because people didn't like Ben Affleck being Batman, but I thought he did it justice. I mean, I'm not gonna spoil it for you, but my review of the movie is it had enough action that it wasn't too much action.
Yeah.
And
I heard Aquaman made a debut in it.
You made a cameo and so did Cyborg. The Flash, he was there. He had more airtime than them, but Gal Gadot is excellent, and she's fine as hell. I mean, it's like comparing apples to apples. I mean, she's got a different type of sexiness to her than you know, Linda Carter.
Yeah.
But I think for this era and for this time period, she does an excellent job as Wonder Woman. And she was moving around because in real life, if I'm not mistaken, she's actually got some training in like martial arts and jiu-jitsu and shit like that. So I think a lot of the stunts that she was doing it on her own. And she was badass, man. Badass.
Oh, man.
The fight with Doomsday, it's definitely, if nothing else, that's the highlight of the movie.
I got to admit, when I saw the preview of Doomsday, I thought Doomsday looked pretty cool.
I won't spoil it too much for you because I want you. It's like they said. The fans need to watch the movie for themselves and make a decision based off of that movie.
Yeah.
And it's just that simple. You can't
exactly.
just go off of what the because if you go off of what the critics are saying, I mean, there have been bad movies that other people didn't like, well, the majority didn't like, that I liked. You know, Superman Returns. Was it the best Superman? No. But it didn't suck. I mean, you go back and watch it now, 10 years later, you're like, this is not that bad of a movie.
Exactly. And it's hard to make Superman. Superman's a hard hero to do.
And Henry Cavill did a damn good job.
Yeah,
he did a damn good job.
Yeah, Superman's a very hard. Because Christopher Reeve set the standard for Superman. You know,
yeah,
it's
so. Funny. So I think he did it justice. So he's no Christopher Reeve, but he did a good job. Overall, man, like I said, 7.5 out of 10. There was a lot of shit in there that was unnecessary that they. You know, filler time and telling the backstory. I think they could have done a better job with that. Some of the dialogue could have been better. Some of the lines could have been better.
I heard it was a long movie, too. You get your money for a pretty long movie.
Yeah, it was 2.5 hours. And,
wasn't the Superman movie before last, like 2.5 hours, or was it the last one that was 2.5 hours?
Superman Returns was about 1.5 hours. No, it was about 2 hours. But Man of Steel was about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, okay, Man of Steel. Okay. Yeah.
What did you think about Man of Steel? Because I've seen it a couple times. I thought it was all right. I think this Batman movie is better.
It was better, and the thing is, I mean, sometimes comic book nerds, I got a couple of one of my friends I went to high school, he's older than me, but he used to be an anchor for DC Comics. He's very skeptical about comic book movies. I'm like, he takes it very seriously. I'm like, dude, it's just a movie.
Yeah, really. Now, if it was Doomsday against, say, I don't know, Goku, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan, dog, Doomsday can't fuck with Goku.
Oh, no.
I mean, how big are you into Dragon Ball anyway? Just
goodness. Look, I started out when Goku was a little kid, the record Dragon Ball Z, he met Master Roshi, Krillin, first time he met Bulma, he took her underwear off. He said, wait a minute, you don't have a piece out like that.
Yeah. I didn't watch all of Dragon Ball, but I've seen the majority of Dragon Ball Z. I definitely know the highlights of the sagas. It would be very hard to make. I know you've seen Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yes.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about terrible movies, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they got this skinny punk kid to play Goku.
It was
terrible.
Wild. I mean, at least could have got somebody who's in the fitness, you know. Her Goku is buff. Hell, Vegeta is swole.
Yeah, but... And then I heard they were going to make another one. An actual Dragon Ball Z live-action movie. But that is going to...
I don't think that's going to work. Because, yeah, I mean, let's face it. Sometimes you got to leave it as a cartoon. And there's only so much you can do with CGI and, you know.
I mean, can you imagine the effects of, you know, just going Super Saiyan?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay, let me ask you something. Dragon Ball Z, what was your favorite series of Dragon Ball Z?
Man, you know, that's a hard one because they had so many
I like the Frieza saga. I'm about to order the Cell saga. You know, I watch a lot of stuff for you. I'm probably going to order the Cell saga. I just have in my collection, you know.
I've seen the Majin Buu saga so many times back and forth. It's kind of a tie between the Cell games and the Majin Buu saga.
Yeah.
Here's
a good fight. Frieza versus Cell versus Majin Buu.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Or what about when, after they were all dead, and PyCon and Goku were fighting in the Otherworld Martial Arts Tournament, and they went down the hill to, you know, basically tame Cell and the rest of those guys?
Oh, yeah.
And PyCon just knocked the shit out of Cell with a fucking ferocious kick.
Yeah, he
just
tore his butt. I'm like, whoa.
PyCon's a bad motherfucker, dude.
He's bad, yeah. And I'm like, what killed this guy? I'm like, I don't want to meet the guy who killed him.
But they never really talked about his backstory, did they?
No.
I mean, I don't know what world he's from. I don't know what his backstory is. I don't
know. I don't want to run up on the guy who took him out. If that had to be a bad mother, you know what? Like, wait a minute.
That
guy's pretty powerful. I'm like, who took him out?
I wonder if he's Namekian or not, because he looks a lot like Piccolo.
Yeah, I thought it was a Namekian for a second myself. I wasn't sure. Like, what race is this guy?
Plus, you know, he had that heavy ass body armor on too.
Just like Piccolo.
Did you see the fight between him and Goku?
Oh yes, I did.
And then Goku, you know, he went Super Saiyan and it wasn't enough. Then he went KO Ken. And just start tearing his ass up. You okay? Okay.
I wonder if he just died of old age. I wasn't sure how old he was. No.
I don't know. I'm gonna get some booty tonight, though. I'm just kidding. So, what else do you want to talk about?
Oh, let's see here. I'm definitely looking forward to that little cross show that Supergirl's gonna do with the Flash this week coming up.
Yeah, I'm definitely anticipating that.
Yeah.
So what about it? Are you looking for? Sorry, I got the hiccups. So what about it are you looking forward to?
I'm just looking for the cross universe. I'm just wondering how they're going to spread. I wonder if Zoom might make his appearance in this too, because this is going to be pretty interesting. Because, of course, he's not following the Flash. I mean, Flash found out he was betrayed again. Somebody he thought was the Flash of the alternate universe turned out was really Zoom the whole time. And on the alternate Earth, it looked like the one that, you know, he's going to go back to alternate Earth to have other problems. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this ties in with Supergirl. You know, because at first I didn't think I was going to like the Flash, but the Flash, you know, because I like Supergirl a lot more powerful. But this series, I like the way they've done this series, you know. They really made him a more believable character.
Yeah, I wonder who's faster running. Supergirl Flash.
Ooh, that's a tough one. But I think Zoom will probably be faster than both of them, actually.
Is that the one in the yellow?
No, that's the Reverse Flash. Zoom is a totally different character altogether, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I don't know if he's got borderline superhuman strength, too. I mean, the way he just picks them out with one arm and chokes them, I'm like, wait a minute. That's not super speed, dude. That's a bit of super strength. And it turns out that the reason that Zoom Flash powers is he's dying. He needs Flash's powers to save his life.
Give me a second, man. Keep going. Here comes the kick of my ass. Go ahead. They're supposed to be fighting. You remember the other assistant, Cat Grant? Had hired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's really a villain. Did you watch the last episode by chance?
I got T-Bone. I'm gonna watch it in a little while, but I just see some highlights of it.
Well, it's supposed to be her teaming up with Livewire, and they're supposed to kidnap Cat Grant. Is up to Supergirl and Flash to save the day. So that's going to be an excellent, interesting show.
Yeah, it is.
How's work?
It was pretty cool. You know, I love these night shifts. You know, I don't have to bother with nobody. You know what I mean? I don't have to worry about nobody talking about me at work or nothing. You know what I mean? It's very peaceful.
Right. Is it overnight or?
I'm just moderate. I'm remoting from home, so all I'm doing is just I make sure I have my backup set for next week and everything, and then I had to go in on Tuesday to change tapes.
Damn.
And the thing is, my job is only like about 3 miles away from my house.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
My job's like 5.
Yeah.
That's why I moved closer.
Yeah. And you know, like, and I got a little bit of a pay raise because I was only going to work at night.
And you're a network engineer?
Yes. I mostly do all the backups and everything, you know, change the pace. But I can create accounts, give rights. My supervisor made sure I was well versed because, you know, like at night I'm the man to call. Like somebody have like an emergency or something. He's like, look, I want you to be well trained, you know.
How well do you know AD?
Acts directory, maybe about a B plus. I'm getting better, you know.
Can you do like group policies and all that?
I'm learning that now too.
I can create accounts, give access, just distribution list, add change. What's the phrase they use? Add change move.
Yeah,
that's pretty
move,
much my
yeah.
experience.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I
don't know why people don't like Night Shift. I mean, especially when you're just changing the tapes, and I can remote from home most of the time. That's not a bad gig, you know.
So do they supply you with like a laptop and you just VPN?
Yeah, they gave me a laptop. I also got it. I mostly use my desktop because it's a lot more powerful. But, they got me a laptop, and when I'm on the road or something, or I got, I can just log on or wherever I am.
I know this is going to sound funny, but I actually need to get me a VGA cable. But I can't justify spending $17 for one. But they don't have any at work. That's what they say.
Exactly.
Come over all the old ass PCs. I do need to get another VGA cable, but hard to find.
It's not that they're hard to find.
Nobody really uses them anymore.
Exactly. No, they don't. Yeah.
It's all HDMI or DVI or DisplayPort.
Yeah.
Like on my new laptop that I just bought, it don't even have HDMI. I think it has DisplayPort on it.
You can't. Damn, that's wild. Oh, shit, okay.
Well, it's a 4-year-old system.
Oh, okay.
It's a Dell. Let me give you the specs. You want to do the overtime? The after party?
Yeah, they asked me.
No, I said the after party on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Yeah, I know you're having fun.
Well, not with this damn hiccup shit. That shit ain't fun at all.
Oh, man. So how you loving the new place?
It's all right, man. I love it. They actually have a... while I'm talking to you, I'm updating my definitions. We'll postpone that for 4 hours. I'm going to have to get up tomorrow and take this modem. Check it out, man. The speed was working fine. They upgraded my speed from 50 meg to 200 meg.
Yeah.
And I'm getting 8 meg now.
Oh,
but when I
you can't do nothing with that.
But with my dual, it's a dual band. See, it uses the funny thing is like with the wireless on this laptop, I configured it. I did a factory reset, and the upload speed is like 22 meg up or 20 meg up. It's download speed that's a problem. So I figure if I change the modem out and it's still having a problem, then we have a line issue. But it wasn't doing this earlier.
Yeah.
So it's something on their end. I don't think it's the modem, because when I connect to the faster network, I can get, you know, 100-something meg down, and you're supposed to get it at least 80% of your download speed. So I just said, fuck it. I mean, I'll deal with it over the weekend. But the weird thing about technology and the way that, the way that these home internet service providers work, I can fuck around and wake up in the morning and the motherfucker be working just fine.
Yeah. I got Comcast myself.
Same shit. It's cable. I mean, what's your speed?
Oh, shit. Damn. Oh, goddamn. I forgot what my speed is on this thing. Damn. But, you know, I pay a little extra, a little light. Can I pay, like, $95 a month? I wanted extra speed, so.
Well, that's a good,
so I got full fires. Yeah.
You can go to speedtest.net and do a speed test.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm getting a gigabit. Let's see here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
On a cable connection?
I'm getting a gig, yeah.
You're getting 1 gigabit per second.
Mm-hmm.
What's your upload?
Let's see. Because
damn. So you got fiber going to your house.
Yeah. This is.
And then.
Yeah, cause I just had my modem replaced not too long ago. I mean, this thing is. I can't complain about this bad boy.
Dude, I pay like $60 a month for my shit. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible.
And dig this, they're reimbursing me for my cable since I'm remoting it from home. You can't complain about that.
So, no, hell no. I mean, technically, a business expense, you could actually write it off your taxes.
Oh, shit, I didn't think about that.
I mean, because it's business related.
Yeah.
Why not get some tax write-off on it?
Yeah.
Write off your cell phone. So say you got to use it for work.
Yeah.
I made a song to Walter, and it was about booty. And it went like this, like, you'll find that you got the best booty I ever had. You play that role like you like women, but I know you don't like women. You like booty, 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 a man's butt. You play the role like you like women, but I know you don't like women. You like booty, booty, booty. A man's butt. Oh, shit.
My pops is cool as shit. My dad has bought me a new dresser.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he's probably going to pick up some furniture tomorrow for the front room. So, you know.
He lives with you?
Yeah. We stay together, yeah.
You got a house or apartment?
House.
Hey, so the couch, is it was suede, man. And he gets on the couch and says, "Why don't I stretch out?" And so it just started grinding mud all into the couch, man. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet in the air couch. Remember why you did it? So you can buy another one. I mean, honestly, what would you do if I just walked in with some Rick Hayes braids, acting like I'm fucked up on cocaine, and then I had some dirty cowboy boots on, them stilettos? And I just got on the couch and just started grinding mud all into the couch, man.
Oh, man, I bet. Well, you had to get thrown out of the house quickly, man. Oh, no. Shit.
You know, I was actually going to do that one time, Eric. I was going to go to a furniture store. I was going to take my shoes off. And I was going to make a fuck your couch nigga video montage. Just fucking around. Just have like a friend or some random person be like, "Hey, can you videotape this?" And then I was going to grind mud all into the couch. I mean,
damn.
You can call one of those carpet cleaner people. I'm sure they can get the mud out of the couch. You know,
that
show
was so funny.
Button.
We went to this hood, the most hood place you can go to get this furniture. You know, I'm like, good Lord, have this. Okay, I see why we got a good deal on this. This place is ghetto as hell, man. I'm like, people are sitting around. Good Lord, man. The woman that we bought the dresser from was hood as I don't know what.
I mean, is the dresser in good shape?
Yeah, no, she was about maybe 450 pounds.
Ooh. How much did she pay for the dresser?
She was like 450 pounds. She had the one little... Just stuck that little kid, moved the dresser for, you know, we got two dressers, and my dad's gonna go up to Baltimore tomorrow, pick up the couch and a love seat. Yeah, he ran a U-Haul truck work. I just got Equinox, and he got an FJ Cruiser that I'm not gonna fit, so he just ran the U-Haul.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Who's gonna move all the shit?
Oh no, they're gonna do it. They're gonna put it in the truck for them.
Oh, I was gonna say that's some heavy ass shit to try to move yourself.
Yeah.
Especially if it's on the second floor.
Yeah. Exactly. Luckily, you know, we only got one set of steps going up to our house. Well, you know, we do have a basement, but we, you know, all day in the basement is my dad got his little private little gym for himself. And we got the washing machine down there. We got an extra bathroom.
You rich motherfucker, you.
No, not rich. Just got a good deal on an old house.
I think
this house
was
like in the '40s or something like that.
Damn, did y'all fix it up?
Yeah.
That's been actually one of my dreams, to get the house that's built in the '70s. Early 80s, and just, you know, spend some money to actually get it looking decent, and you either keep it or turn around and flip that over.
Yeah. Well, you know, the nicest thing is being out of the projects, you know. We're in the suburbs now.
I didn't know you. Wow.
Yeah, because I grew up in Blaineburg. That was a straight up project. Yeah. It's, you know, it's nice not hearing gunshots at night.
Yeah, I know. I definitely hear that. Well, hey, man, I think I'm going to call it an episode.
All right.
I said I'm going to go ahead and call it an episode.
Oh, okay.
All right, man, I'll holler at you. Appreciate you coming on, and thank everybody for listening to Smirnoff Live. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, everybody. This is Eric signing off.
All right.